Curtis.
I've got three situations. All you have to do is tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Well, this is quite good because there's no Chappers today.
Not, yes.
Which means that it's Greg James versus Becky on Oh, What's Occurring. So no one's winning at the moment. Everything to play for, as they say on quiz shows.
Excellent.
Okay. Here's our first situation for today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Bass Hunter?
Mm.
He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
And as we discovered last week, he can even sing his hits with a mouthful of chips. Now Becky can't even listen to that because it's got a noise of someone being sick on it, which she hates. So sorry.
I took my headphones off, that was why.
Do you think his mum likes his music, Bass Hunter?
Probably.
Yes.
I'm sure she's quite proud.
All mums are really supportive, aren't they? Even if you're
even
rubbish,
if you're
your mum goes...
Yeah. Right. So I think he's a good laugh, Bass Hunter. But imagine, for a second, being Bass Hunter's mum. I reckon she's quite proud. She would be.
Probably.
Here's my question to you. We got Bass Hunter to phone his mum, Mrs. Hunter, that's probably her name. And... what we did, we called her up. But do you think Bass Hunter's mum will be able to sing the words to his massive hit, All I Ever Wanted? Becky.
Yes, because it's literally two lines, isn't it?
It's
and
a bit more
are
than
you
two.
Ready?
Greg.
Have I just got to say no now?
No,
no
you can say the same if you want.
I don't think she'll do it. No.
You don't?
No.
There's only one way to find out.
Ow! What's
the kidding? Here's Bass Hunter phoning his actual mum, but can she sing his hit?
Yes.
Hey, hello, mum.
Hello.
Can you
hello.
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you know who it is? Yeah, of
yes,
course.
I recognise your voice.
It's your son here, Bass Hunter. And how you doing, mum?
I'm fine.
Good.
Just finished work.
Oh, really? How was it?
I went to the golf course.
Oh, to the golf course. Well,
yes,
all right. You know my hits, right? I mean, like in my hit songs in the UK.
I've heard them sometimes, once in a while, yes.
Once in a while, okay, that's
yeah.
good. I mean, for example, All I Ever Wanted, do you remember that?
Let's see, I have to think.
You know, All I Ever Wanted was to
see you smiling, I hear you, man.
You know, all right.
Is that the English version?
Yeah, that's the English version. We're not doing the Swedish version here. All right, so let's try it. I begin and you continue, all right?
Okay, I'll try. I'll do my best.
Okay, here we go. All I ever wanted was to see you smiling.
I don't remember the words.
Was to make you mine. I know that
I love you.
Oh, baby, why don't
you see
that all I ever wanted
was you to take your mind.
No, it's wrong.
You to be mine.
Was you and me.
Okay.
Oh, bless her.
She was just slowly going mad, wasn't she?
I think you can say safely that's a no.
Yep.
She doesn't really know.
All I ever wanted was to see
you smiling. I hear you, man.
I hear you, man. What was that last bit? Weird. She was amazing. Bless her.
I don't remember the words.
Was to make you mine. That all I ever wanted.
It was you to take your mind.
To
be mine.
Was you and me.
So, Greg gets the point.
Yay.
She didn't really know it.
She didn't even recognise
no.
her son.
To be fair...
Hello, it's Bass Hunter.
I know, hi, it's your son here, Bass Hunter.
Hello, Mummy Bass Hunter. It's your son, Bass Hunter here.
Oh, weird as that. Hi, Bass Hunter here, your son. Anyway, she tried her best, but it's a no. Greg gets the point. Yeah. Yes.
Ow! What's occurring?
Okay, next. Did anyone see the Formula One at the weekend?
No.
No?
Not really your thing?
No. Did you see it, Scott?
No. Now, it was in Singapore. Have you just snotted all over my carpet, Greg James?
Spat everywhere.
All right. It was in Singapore, but do you know what was so special about that race, the Formula One?
No. Was it raining?
No. Oh. It was the first ever night race.
Oh, yeah.
And night.
Yeah.
Here's my question. In the Formula One highlights show, how many times did they mention the fact that the race was actually at night?
Oh.
Greg.
How long's a race? Roughly?
Yeah.
16 hours. Oh, 16 laps.
16 laps.
It's not Le Mans. hang on, I'm going to say 25.
Becky.
10.
You're saying 10?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here is the first ever Formula One night race, apparently. You'd never know by listening to this, though.
Formula One's first ever nighttime pole position. On the evidence of qualifying yesterday, racing at night is a tremendous success, could well be the future. Because as Ted Kravitz reports, there's a great deal to admire in Singapore's staging of the first night race.
I mean, this is the first night race.
Night race.
Racing at night.
Night race.
Race at night.
That between us and Europe and the other audiences, the night is a much better time to do so.
It's the first night race for us, and it's the first in the world. For me, the night race is extra special.
Wow, obviously it was at night, that.
Oh.
And it was 10, which means that...
What did you say, Becky?
I counted 11. Oh. Maybe it's 10.
Okay.
It's 10, because then I win.
I said 25.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Becky wins. It was 10.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever.
What's occurring?
So, it's one all. Last one. You know champagne?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know it's actually quite dangerous? More people are killed by champagne corks than heart attacks.
I got that one on my neck at the wedding I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They're really dangerous.
That's fair.
That's an actual fact. More people die through champagne than heart attacks.
Really?
Actually,
that's not a fact.
That isn't. There's some statistic about champagne corks. So who best to put in danger with this one? The most haunted Yvette Fielding.
Yeah.
Earlier today, we gave Yvette a bottle of champagne, gave it a bit of a shake, and took the protective thing off it, you know, like the little safety thing.
Mm-hmm.
She then had to name as many famous people as she could before the champagne cork popped and possibly killed her.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like, how quick can she drink it?
No, it's how she would have wanted to go, I think, okay. Fine. She loves it. How many celebrities do you think she could name before her cork popped?
I don't know. Becky, go first.
10.
Seems to be lucky
My
for
answer
you.
Of the day.
I'm going to say 5.
5?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Yvette Fielding off of Most Haunted with a bottle of champagne about to pop. How many famous people can she name before it goes off in her face?
What have you got in your hand right now?
I've got this very large bottle of champagne and
yes.
Ready to drink.
No, what we're going to do is we're going to take the safety valve off, okay? Then we're going to shake it up a little bit as well.
No.
Go on, shake it.
Oh, for
shake
Christ it. Right now, loud, right.
Okay.
It's going in your face, Mills.
That'll do. Okay, now...
It's going to go!
Simply undo the safety valve.
Okay.
Okay, away from the face.
I am.
Now, Yvette Fielding.
Yes?
Name as many famous people as you can. Go!
Scott Mills! Elvis Presley! Thora Heard!
That's it.
Oh,
that's
Chantel.
It.
Oh, I've done it!
That's the end.
That was rubbish. That was the biggest load of rubbish Thora Heard! I said Thora Heard! She was famous! She was famous! Oh, don't want to wet myself!
What was that?
What was that noise just then?
That was her laugh.
That's what Thora Heard did to her.
Why did she name two dead ones? She could have picked any celebrity ever.
Is
she
that?
Picked Elvis Presley and Thora
Heard.
She's dead, isn't she?
I think she is.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, Scott Mills, Elvis Presley, Thora Heard.
Right. The natural train
what
of thought.
What does that say about you and the association with those two?
But, because there's... I'll tell you why that is so hard, because there's so many different people to choose from. In fact, okay, look, do it now. Greg, many famous people you can. Go.
Thora Heard, Elvis Presley and yeah. Scott Mills and Chantel and Yvette Fielding.
Yeah.
Becky,
yeah.
Chris Moyles,
yeah.
Edith Bowman,
yeah.
Frank
Bass
Bruno.
Hunter, Frank Bruno.
Yeah. See, the people you come up with are just very strange, aren't they? So the answer was actually no celebrities before the cork went off.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Before it went off. So.
Is it okay?
Oh, what's the kidding?
She's fine. She's absolutely fine. Right. That's who's won.
Craig.
Yeah, congratulations.
I don't know.
Hey.
Who cares now?
Who cares? Brilliant. And that was Oh, What's Occurring. Let me know how you did on 81199. Well done, Greg. Thanks very much. Okay, bye.